In this episode, I talk about direct recognition life insurance companies and non-direct recognition life insurance companies and why you might care. All right, we talk about the mechanics and you'll discover my preferences. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Bank with Life podcast. I'm your host, James Nethery, and today we're going to talk about direct and non-direct recognition life insurance companies. In the context of becoming your own banker and practicing the infinite banking concept, we want to use a mutual company. A mutual company pays dividends. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how a company pays a dividend, the calculations or, you know, the methodology, you know, in a high-level way of how they determine a dividend. And so the way I like to refer to them, just for easy reference and easy recall, a direct recognition company directly recognizes an outstanding loan when they calculate and pay the dividend, or actually when they pay the dividend. And then a non-direct recognition company does not directly recognize an outstanding loan when it comes time to pay a dividend. Dividends are paid at the end of the policy year. All right, so just for ease of reference for me, direct recognition company directly recognizes an outstanding loan. A non-direct company, non-direct recognition company does not directly recognize an outstanding loan. Pretty simple, pretty sweet. Now, I want to talk about direct recognition company first. Those types of companies, they pay a reduced dividend on the outstanding balance. If you have a loan outstanding, whatever that balance of the loan is, you receive an adjusted dividend, which is typically a reduced dividend on that amount that's outstanding in a loan. Easy peasy, so simple. Technically, that's exactly what it is a dividend adjustment. They adjust the dividend. So a company will declare a dividend rate at the beginning of every calendar year. And whatever that rate is, it is what was declared. But a direct recognition company adjusts the dividend when there's an outstanding loan balance. That's actually what it is, or technically what it is. Anyway, actually, it's an additional cost of capital, because if you borrow money from the life insurance company, you're going to pay them a loan interest rate, period. Just like anywhere else in the free world, you're not going to go borrow money anywhere except maybe your brother-in-law without an interest rate. Right, so a loan has a loan interest charge to it. And with a direct recognition company, in addition to the interest that you're charged for the loan, you receive an adjusted dividend, and it's typically down. It is a reduced dividend. So can an adjustment be positive? Yes, the company can actually adjust the dividend and increase the dividend. So if we declared a 6% dividend and they adjust the dividend up, you would get a greater than a 6% dividend. My dog, it's possible, right? It's possible to have a positive adjustment. And the positive adjustments may have existed like in the 80s and whenever there was a high inflationary period. It's possible. I've been in the life insurance business over 33 years today at the release of this, and I've never seen one, and I don't know anyone who's actually experienced an increased dividend adjustment up, right? I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I've never seen one, and you're listening to me, you've never enjoyed one. Now, I'm sure you hear a lot of people talk about that. But so it can be positive. I'm not saying it can't. It is possible, right? It's possible for me to teach my dog math, too. Yeah, not likely to happen, but it's possible, okay? Often, the dividend is reduced by significant percentages, right? So, as an example, household life insurance company, household name of life insurance company, you know, they may pay a 6% dividend, right? But they declare the 6.6% dividend scale. But on the outstanding loan balance, they pay 4.5%. That's current as of today, 2025. I think this is July or August. It's July. This episode might be out in August. They actually pay a 4.5% dividend on the outstanding loan amount. That's a 25% decrease in the dividend because there's an outstanding loan on which the policyholder is paying a loan interest rate on. So it is an increased cost of capital. And then another company, today, current, lesser known company. They pay a 22.5% reduction down in the dividend. All right, so they pay, here's their dividend rate, and they pay a dividend on the outstanding loan balance. It's 22.5% less than the stated dividend. It's an adjustment down, and it's another cost of capital. So I made me some bullet points to stay on track, not wander off the reservation, right? And that's in fact the way it is. That's just the way it is. Direct recognition companies directly recognize an outstanding loan, and they adjust the dividend. And I'm telling you, it's down. Could it be a positive adjustment? Yes, it could be. I could also potentially, probably, maybe teach my dog math. Is it reality? No. Could it occur, a positive dividend adjustment? It could. It may have, like I said, in the high inflationary periods of the 80s. I've not seen it. No one in the life insurance industry that I know has seen it or experienced one. And if you are listening to me today, you have not received a positive adjustment to your dividend. Prove me wrong, right? Okay. The non-direct recognition companies, they don't directly recognize an outstanding loan. They declare the dividend rate. That's what they pay. Whether there's an outstanding loan or not. And that's as simple as it is. There is no adjustment to the dividend with non-direct recognition companies. They do not adjust the dividend, whether there's a loan outstanding or not. They pay the declared dividend. It's pretty simple and pretty straightforward. So the cost of capital is the interest rate charged on the loan, if there is a loan, right? There is no discrimination to policyholders. No one's discriminated against. Where a direct recognition company absolutely discriminates against you if you take a loan and you received a reduced dividend. And every other policyholder that didn't take a loan, they received the full dividend. Now, I know there's a lot of sales and rhetoric and marketing rhetoric just throughout the sales world, but specifically in the financial world and particularly within the infinite banking footprint. All kinds of names are made up. Statements are made up out of whole cloth, invented out of thin air, you know, like the Fed does with money, just prints it out of thin air. These marketing statements and rhetoric come straight out of the mind of whoever's spewing them, made up out of thin air. And I would just like to share some with you that I've seen and I know you've heard if you've gotten into the discussion or inquiries about, you know, direct or non-direct. I see a lot. Nelson owned and used direct recognition companies in BYOB in his first book, Becoming Your Own Banker. Yes, those illustrations are direct recognition companies. Okay, that's a fact. Does that mean that's he's implying a placid approval of direct recognition companies? No, I think not. He also owned non-direct recognition companies. All right, so what he owned does not give a tacit approval or disapproving of direct or non-direct. I've heard many times, well, he was a fan of direct recognition companies. No, he wasn't. Not at all. I've heard that, well, he was agnostic when it came to direct or non-direct. And that would come from somebody who didn't know Nelson Nash, in my humble opinion, because that man was far from agnostic on any topic or subject. Now, granted, he didn't spend a lot of time talking about direct or non-direct. And if you look at when he printed the book, Becoming Your Own Banker, in the 2000, and he was illustrating back in the 80s when he discovered this in equipment financing, there's six illustrations in there. We've gone in depth on that equipment financing at our learning center, bankingwithlife.com. That was also a time when there was arbitrage, right? Even though the dividends were 9 and had a reduced dividend on an outstanding loan with those illustrations, the Associates Finance was charging 13%, a little above 13%, on the equipment that was being financed in the equipment financing section of Becoming Your Own Banker. Now, having said that, I'm just pointing out facts. Does that mean that you have to use arbitrage. You know, I'm just pointing out that there was arbitrage. He had access to capital at less than what the third-party lenders were giving him. Well, that's great. I think you should take advantage of arbitrage anytime that you have the opportunity to do so. You know, you should control the banking function. The bottom line is Nelson was not agnostic in any sense of the word. And if you knew him, you'll agree with me. All right, and he didn't spend a lot of time talking about direct or non-direct recognition companies. I'm pointing out the fact that it is, in fact, an additional cost of capital. There is an adjustment on the dividend with a direct recognition company on the outstanding loan amount. And nothing that I say or you say can change that. That is the way it is. So the implication is, and you hear this quite often, that a direct recognition company is the most honest way to handle an outstanding loan, implying that a non-direct recognition company is dishonest. That's all made up out of whole cloth, out of thin air. It's almost ludicrous. Completely manufactured, that statement, or statements like that are completely manufactured out of thin air. Non-direct recognition companies penalize the policyholders that don't take a loan. That's the exact opposite, right? A non-direct recognition company pays the declared dividend whether there's an outstanding loan or not without an adjustment. The implication is there's an adjustment down in the dividend and all the policyholders that are not borrowing money are penalized. That's, I don't know how you can take the facts. They're prima facie, they're factual on their face, and twist that around to make the opposite occur. But we live in an upside down world today. I get it. So you also hear a lot of like, oh, well, a direct recognition company will give you a dividend boost. Another statement made up purely out of whole cloth, thin air. Can the adjustment be positive? Yes, it can be positive. You hear people talking about it all the time. You've never seen it. I've never seen it. It could occur in high inflationary environments. All right. Okay. That's possible. Like I said, it's possible that I could teach my dog algebra, but I haven't seen it, and it's likely not going to happen. So I hear statements all the time or regularly well, when the interest rates are high, you're rewarded with an increased dividend. Okay, so they didn't use the word boost, but that's if they're going to pay you. The life insurance company is going to pay you to take a loan. Think that one through. Here's the cost. Here's the loan interest rate. And if you use that loan interest rate, I'm going to give you more money. I'm going to give you an increased dividend for borrowing the money. Like, yep, not true. Not going to happen. You know, the boost. Many times the life insurance company will reward you, the policyholder that borrows money, with a boost to offset the high loan interest rates. It's like, no, 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 no. Implying that you're going to receive a lower dividend because if you're with a non-direct company, you're going to receive a lower dividend because other people borrowed money and the life insurance company has to use funds from the general account. No kidding. So a little bit of truth, the loans come from the general funds, the general account of the life insurance company. You know, they've got to put that capital to work anyway. So if they can go earn 6, 10, 8, 9, 10% in the open market to meet the future obligations, which is what a life insurance contract is to the life insurance company, future obligations. If they're only going to charge you 6, 6.5% on the loan interest rate and they could have been making 10, yeah, they might do some behavioral modification for you to be disincentivized for taking a loan. Oh, like a reduced dividend. Yeah. And then with a direct recognition company, with a non-direct recognition company, the only thing they can do is raise the loan interest rate, right? But that doesn't happen willy-nilly. I've talked about that many times and talk about it in more detail in the Learning Center. So that's pretty common marketing sales rhetoric. And so let's see what the life insurance companies say. And not all of them, and I'm not picking on any life insurance company. I'm not even picking on direct recognition life insurance company. The question would be, does your company even pay a dividend? And what's the formulary that they use? Oh, they all have formularies. Are they an honest dividend? Do they have to go borrow money to pay the dividend? Do they got to go get surplus bonds to pay the dividend because their portfolio isn't producing enough returns to pay a dividend? I don't know. Those are fair questions. But here, this is some marketing material that's public for from a direct recognition company. And they're trying to compare, right? So we're a direct recognition company here. This article is from that, or this verbiage is from a direct recognition company talking about direct recognition. Well, they say with a direct recognition, loan values and non-loan values are treated differently. This is important to note because policy loans can have an impact on dividend payouts. As a result of using this approach, loan values are isolated and only those values receive dividend adjustments. This means that if you don't take loans, your dividend payout won't be adjusted. And if you do take loans, adjustments to your dividend payout will only be based on your loan values. Crystal clear. Now, they get a little esoteric here, in my opinion, but that's just me. Same document, same page, talking about non-direct. With a non-direct recognition, loan values are and non-loan values are treated the same. This means loan activity affects all whole life policyholders, whether or not the policy loan holder has taken out a loan. As a result of using this approach, all values, loan and non-loan, receive a dividend adjustment. Receive dividend adjustments. That is implicitly false. There is no dividend adjustment on loaned values with a non-direct recognition company. So even the company here, the direct recognition company, can't even get it straight. How would you expect their salespeople to get it straight? Yeah, I don't know. That's another fair question. This means your dividend payout is adjusted based on the company's outstanding whole life policy loan values, even if you haven't taken any loans. Implicitly false, wrong, inaccurate. And it's shameful coming from a life insurance company, in my humble opinion. Shameful. But of course, they're a direct recognition company, so they've got to make that appear to be, you know, the best method, the best type of policy to own, right? From a company that directly recognizes an outstanding loan. There is no dividend adjustment on policies issued by non-direct recognition companies. Period. 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 Another reason, I don't know. But that's their rhetoric, right? And that's kind of part of the problem within financial world, especially in the infinite banking footprint. Take a little bit of truth, mix it with a little bit of half truths, and you get the untruth. Surely not the truth, the whole truth. So here's some publicly available for from a non-direct recognition company. A direct recognition company will charge an interest rate on a loan and adjust the dividend credited to the policy. A non-direct recognition company will charge interest on a policy loan but does not adjust the dividend. Thanks for the clarity. Thanks for the simplicity. Thanks for the honesty. Therefore, dividends under a direct recognition contract will be different for policies with a loan than for policies that do not have a loan. On a non-direct recognition contract, the dividend credited to the policy will be the same whether there's a loan or not. Some companies may have products that are a mix of direct and non-direct. True. Let's see, as long as a loan is repaid and the interest is paid, the cash value of the policy would be the same as if the client had not taken a loan. Pretty straightforward, simple. Man, I like plain language, you know, and I appreciate it. Okay, so that is a good point. Some companies today give a choice. You know, there may be a company that when you take a loan in the beginning, you get a choice whether you want that loan to be treated as a direct recognition loan or as a non-direct recognition loan, right? And then every loan that you'd make, you know, you have that opportunity. Not every company is that way, but there are several out there. And I beg the question again, does a company that you own, do they even pay a dividend? Is it a legitimate dividend? Is it a fair dividend? You know, how do they pay it? Not that you have to be esoteric or get down into the weeds on dividends and how they pay, but it's okay to understand the financials of the life insurance company, you know, as much as you can. And there's an awful lot that you can't see as a consumer, and I get that. This is very simplistic. Direct versus non-direct. Direct recognition loans are treated one way, and non-direct recognition loans are treated the other way. One's an adjustment with the dividend adjustment down. The other is no adjustment, period. End of story. That simple. You know, there's several household life insurance company names. For the last 30 or 40 years, they've trained their agents to encourage their policyholders, their clients, the agent's clients, to have a relationship with a banker. And if they don't have one, the agent has a banker that you can, you know, have an introductory party and have a relationship to begin with. So the direct recognition company, if the policyholder wants to take a loan, he don't want to receive a reduced loan, or the interest rate is above the market interest rate, we'll just introduce you to Mr. Banker over here, and you can go collateralize your policy to avoid the dividend adjustment or to reduce the loan interest rate. Okay. Tell me where that whole relationship with the banker. I want to go collateralize my policy with a third-party lender. Where does Nelson talk about that and becoming your own banker, right? I mean, how dependent do you want to be on the third-party lender? And let me tell you something. Whenever you collateralize your policy, you're not just collateralizing the cash value, partially collateralizing the cash value. You're collateralizing the whole entire contract. The whole policy becomes collateral when you collateralize it, right? All right? Yeah. Now, you're not going to do anything with that policy until whomever you collateralized it with signs off on it. Just think that through. And that's becoming your own banker? Yeah, I think not. I digress a little. Okay. Yeah, just keep jumping through their hoops, the third party. That's what you want when you become your own banker, is to jump through more hoops from the lender. You know, and at the end of the day, this whole argument, concept, conversation about direct, non-direct recognition. I get it. I grant it. It can get off into the weeds. You don't have to get off on the weeds. You don't have to get out into the weeds. But let's be clear on what a direct recognition company does and what a non-direct recognition company does not. There's an adjustment down to the dividend with the direct recognition company. There is no adjustment from a non-direct recognition company. Period. End of story. And you want to go collateralize your policy? It's like, really? And maybe, I'm not saying that's the end of the world if you do that, right? Sometimes we have to, right? I get it. I've educated more than one banker on dividend paying whole life insurance, and they will loan money on it. They can't wait to loan money. The bankers that I know cannot wait to lend money on whole life policies issued by these fabulous mutual companies. And so I've educated several, and they all know if there's ever a default, I will buy the policies, right? But if we're trying to become our own banker, you really don't want to be in that position, in my humble opinion. And I know there's episodes or podcasts in the Learning Center that talk about collateralizing a policy with a third-party lender. So I encourage you to go there. And at the end of the day, this is an interest rate conversation, you know, and I don't really believe that the idea of becoming your own banker should live or die on interest rates, but it gets off into that. But it does become part of the conversation, direct or non-direct, whenever you're practicing the infinite banking concept and there's subject, you know, to these policies are subject to have outstanding loans. So I think the conversation is legitimate. And I'll just leave it at that. You know, let's be clear. A company is not going to pay you to take a loan. They're already charging you additional for borrowing money. They're already charging you an additional cost to access the capital. They're not going to pay you to take a loan. So if you're expecting an incentive to take a loan or a boost because you have a loan, then you've been listening to nonsense. And I would encourage you to listen to better, more educational, more non-sales type material. I want to go back to the question. Does your company pay a reasonable dividend? Do they pay a fair dividend? You know, can their portfolio, their investment portfolio, support the dividend that they declare? Or do they have to sell off assets? Do they have to go borrow money to pay a dividend? And I'm not even saying that's a bad opportunity sometimes for the life insurance company, right? If they can go make additional capital here and they've got that to work and they go borrow money, take advantage of arbitrage to pay a dividend, is that possible? Yeah, it's possible. But as a matter of practice, you can't pay your portfolio is not producing the dividend scale. I would question the fruitfulness of their investment choices personally. So Nelson said, often, you know, you should avoid a modified endowment contract, if you can, but it's not the end of the world if you have one. And if I continue along thinking, because I really believe this whole conversation is centered in the thought process, right? How you think. And of course, I'm going to Becoming Your Own Banker, you know, page 4. The problem in America isn't so much what people don't know. The problem is what people think they know that just ain't so. That statement by Will Rogers applies here. In summary, you know, I do not oppose direct recognition companies. I prefer, let me be crystal clear, I prefer a non-direct recognition company. I want to know what the loan interest rate is, and that's what I want to pay. Don't adjust my dividend. My experience, my share of the financial experience of a life insurance company. Let me rephrase that or say that again. A dividend is a reflection of the financial experience of a life insurance company in a given year. Dividends are paid annually. So if they had a successful financial year, the life insurance company, they're going to pay a dividend. All right. That's unknown. All right. Don't give me an unknown and adjust it down negatively after I pay the loan interest rate. It's like, I'm not interested. So I prefer non-direct recognition companies. I don't want to be penalized if I'm taking a loan. I don't want to be penalized if I don't take a loan. All right, non-direct recognition company. You know, and as a matter of fact, in our office, there's 5 or 6 criteria that a life insurance company must meet before we encourage our clients to consider owning them. Direct and non-direct is only one of several criteria. And if they fail one criteria, the likelihood of them failing other criteria is, you know, pretty high. And when you fail 2 or 3 of the criteria that we have in place before we consider encouraging our clients to own a policy, you know, I'll just leave it at that. If they fail one, you know, situationally, it might be okay. But if they fail one, they're likely to fail one or more. If they fail 2 or more, it's like we're out. We're not going to encourage our clients to own them. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's, you know, we have a method. We have a process of vetting companies. We have a method. We have a process of becoming your own banker. It's not that complicated. It's very simple. But you can't get knocked off your path through a bunch of noise that doesn't make sense. Now, does this mean that you should go replace a policy if you have a company that is direct recognition? No, I'm not saying that. But you should know the mechanics and the functionality of your policy. I mean, it should matter to you. Maybe it doesn't, but it should. As a matter of fact, I own both. You know, the first, myself and my wife, you know, the first 5 or 6 policies we purchased were with a direct recognition company. And I would never buy another one. Personally, I don't need to. But does that mean I got to go replace those? No. No, it doesn't. And some of the companies we own pay the dividend. And some of the companies that we own don't pay the dividend as they, you know, as you would expect. Okay. And the ones that don't are the direct recognition companies. Oh. Okay, whether you agree or disagree, a direct recognition company retards the dividend velocity of your policy, period. just have that reduced, that velocity of the dividend velocity of your policy, have it reduced year over year over. You know, you accumulate a few years of that, and it makes a difference in the outcome. It makes a difference in how much a passive income you can enjoy in retirement, quote unquote. You know, it does. It could make a painful difference. So your actions, right, have a greater effect on the outcome of a policy than even the life insurance company. Your actions have a greater bearing on the result of a policy than even the life insurance company's actions. That's pretty powerful. So this all reminds me of another section out of Nelson's book, because I believe all this centers in the mind. It's very simple, straightforward, plain English. You know, you get kind of knocked off your path potentially by marketing and sales rhetoric, which, you know, who woke up today and wanted to be sold something? It's like, not me. Okay, I'm going to Nelson Nash's book, Becoming Your Own Banker, page 39. And this is, I just wanted to share it with you, okay? It all reminds me of such things when Christopher Columbus started his journey westward from Europe to get to the East. His destination in particular was India. When his party finally arrived at some island in the Caribbean Sea, they met some people they had never seen before. They called them Indians. They weren't, but the name stuck. There are probably thousands of such examples of misclassification that we run into every day, but they probably don't increase the quality of our lives. In bold. Instead, they may limit our thinking and lead us to wrong conclusions. And he says, words are powerful things. I think the marketing rhetoric, the dishonest, the half-truths that abound in the infinite banking footprint limit our thinking and lead us to wrong conclusions. And then my encouragement is just to be aware and to know. Right. Know the mechanics of your policy. Understand the interactions of what you do, how it affects a policy, how that outcome is going to play out over time. Right. And of course, I want to encourage you to go to our learning center, bankingwithlife.com. There's some really good stuff there. We've been working really hard on the back end, and there'll be some finishing touches here in the next couple of weeks. There's a lot of episodes on there. There's a lot of modules, shorts on there that are just not available anywhere else. And then within the learning center, there's a client-only section, and there's things in there that aren't available anywhere. And I think it's good, and I think you ought to go and just look for yourself. Okay, thanks for listening. Bankingwithlife.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for joining us on the Banking with Life podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe and click on that little notification bell. Otherwise, join us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher for weekly content.